The state government is considering a solid proposal for a rail link from Mount Barker to Adelaide, which would cost a fraction of their estimated $6 to $12 billion costings. Former Australian National Rail engineer Douglas McCarty has presented his business case for a $317 million project, which would utilise the existing freight line. He joins me now. Welcome, Douglas.
Hello.
What motivated you to spend months putting a proposal together for the state government?
Well, I originally had the idea back in about 2014, and I put up a little post on our Residents Association website to say, look, this could be done. But in the last little while, the trouble with the freeway has been getting worse and worse, and the SATAG group did a lot of publicity and raised the issue of how we get over this. And numbers kept being quoted at them that had no substance as far as I could see. So I thought, well, the only way to have an argument like this is to try to produce some evidence.
Ah, right.
So that's why I thought, okay, well, let's start from point A and we'll work right through this process and just see what we come up with at the end. So I did that for what I considered to be a notional system right through into Adelaide's railway station, and then worked up some detailed designs for each of those elements along the way. That's restoring or rebuilding platforms and track work and so forth. And then had that checked out a bit by some others that I know in the rail industry. Then, of course, the big crunch was to sit down and cost all that, which was a rather tedious process, but one that's necessary. And again, had those costs based on current available costing information. This is the sort of work I used to do when I was working with Australian National. And had those run past a cost consultant in South Australia. They seem to all stack up pretty well, so I thought my job was done, and now the numbers are out there, and people can argue about what might be needed, but there's some substance to the whole argument, and it's not just airy-fairy pulling numbers out of the sky.
Absolutely. It's a significant difference, and we're talking about $163 million in infrastructure upgrades and then buying some new trains.
That's right. The thought of the new rail car sets is quite exciting. They're just introducing into service in Europe hydrogen-powered rail car sets. They're effectively an electric train rail car set, but the power comes from a hydrogen fuel cell on board, not from overhead catenaries. So you get all the benefits, including good acceleration and deceleration and generative braking and much quieter presence in the community that electric trains give, but you don't have the catenaries, which would be such a bushfire hazard. So they're a perfect fit for, I think, for a rail service coming back over the hills and into this area.
And you reckon it would be a shorter trip than Transport Minister Corey Wingard proposed at the forum?
Yeah. It took a long time to go through it, and I drew on information of what did the old Bluebird sets do. They were from 50 years ago. But running the same track, how quickly could they make it? How quickly does the Overland do it now? What are the timings like on the Bel Air line? Can we make some allowance for the fact that technology has moved on in the last 50 years? So putting all those things together and looking at each incremental section of the track, I came up with some numbers that were vastly different from what the minister was saying. You know, within the generalities, it has to be tested by having real rail cars run over it, and the speeds agreed both by South Australian operators and also by the Australian Rail Track Corporation to make sure we're keeping everything within safe limits. But you could test for these things now. You know, they've got onboard testing. So if we borrowed a rail car set from New South Wales, ran it over our track, we'd have a bit of an indication of what is possible, which I think will probably bring those times down below the hour mark out of Mount Barker. But I couldn't justify it with evidence.
Of course.
And that's what I've tried to do right the way through this.
So Infrastructure SA looking at it?
They are, yes. I had a long session with them last week. And they've taken it on board, they'd read it in detail and asked very good, pertinent questions, and I think it was a fairly positive session. So
That sounds
fingers crossed on that one.
That sounds really promising. Why is it important to you, Douglas McCarty, to have a rail line through the hills?
I'm not sure that it's very important to me, except that I live in the hills. I know that it would be a better way and an easier way and a far more comfortable way to commute if you were going directly into the city. I also know it would give the public transport option for people who wanted to go, say, for, you know, to Flinders University or Flinders Medical Centre, because I've put in there and costed in there a good interchange at Goodwood, so that you can get on to that, the Seated Line or the Flinders Line and so forth. And or if you want to go swimming, you can go to Glenelg on the tram. So that gives a whole new level of connectivity between the hills and the urban stretch of Adelaide down on the plains.
And what about scope for the Murraylands? Do you think, have you looked at that at all or considered that in your pitch?
I have, but I haven't done it in detail. My argument is if we could get a standard gauge line into Adelaide Station, and I've detailed how you could do that. This, you know, the final section has to be a dual gauge where you've got broad gauge and standard gauge together. But that means you can connect right out through Nairn, Callington, Murray Bridge, Tail and Bend, beyond to Bordertown if you wanted to. All that becomes feasible because you're running on a standard gauge track.
Yeah, yep.
And whether it's diesel rail cars or whether it's hydrogen rail cars, that would provide for closer in areas, at least, a commuter service that have to blend in with whatever's coming out of Mount Barker and the hills, but that's all complementary. And then you've got virtually an intercity service could be re-established, not only for the Murraylands, but also for the north as well. So, you know, Port Pirie or Port Augusta and Whyalla and even Broken Hill could get reconnected to rail and right into the centre of Adelaide.
Oh, great. Now, I have mentioned that you're a former rail engineer,
yes.
But would you, if the government did take this up, would you want to work with them? Would you want to have some involvement in this?
I'd be delighted to have some involvement. I've retired from work now. I left the rail industry and went into education for some time. But
now you're educating the government.
Well, I would like to think so. So, yes, of course, I'm very happy to participate. Not necessarily wanting to go back to a 9-to-5 job doing it. I did that for long enough, I thought.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, well, it sounds really, really promising, and it's fantastic that you've spent so much time doing that very detailed analysis so the government can't not take notice. So I'm glad to hear that, and I'll watch this space, hey?
Well, let's all do that with fingers crossed and great hope for our political system.
Thanks so much for your time today, Douglas.
Good hope. Right. Thank you very much.